This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
50,000 watts! Anthrax! Radio.
50,000 unstoppable watts.
Anthrax.
Anthrax.
And radio.
And radio.
Yeah.
Anthrax.
We're about to have another exclusive statement from the press conference of Roger Stone. Link on DrudgeReport.com. But let's go to this report real quick. Apple's lawless invasion of privacy, because new stuff just broke.
Well, this is what hubris looks like. Apple head honcho Tim Cook recently tweeted, "We must keep fighting for the kind of world we want to live in. On this hashtag Data Privacy Day, let us all insist on action and reform for vital privacy protections. The dangers are real. And the consequences are too important. They're real, all right, thanks to Tim Cook and Apple." Tim Cook's ridiculous tweet unraveled as a 14-year-old discovered a spy glitch on Apple's FaceTime app, as the Apple Insider reported. Reports of a massive FaceTime flaw surfaced on Twitter. Present in current versions of iOS, the bug enables a FaceTime caller to eavesdrop on a recipient device's audio, even if that person does not answer. Camera access is also granted if the recipient interacts with hardware buttons on their iPhone. For example, pressing the power button to decline the call. Perhaps most troubling was the relative ease at which the bug is exploited. A nefarious party simply calls another FaceTime user and manually adds the originating number to the call as a third party. Once added, audio from the recipient's device begins streaming without an indication that a call is live. As news of this glitch spread, Apple's earnings this quarter didn't meet expectations. The Motley Fool reported, Huawei has displaced Apple as the second largest smartphone company globally, thanks to its strategy of offering feature-packed premium phones at lower price points when compared to Apple's lineup. Of course, Huawei has its own privacy issues. And if that wasn't enough to prove that privacy is dead on arrival, TechCrunch reports, desperate for data on its competitors, Facebook has been secretly paying people to install a Facebook Research VPN that lets the company suck in all of a user's phone and web activity. Meanwhile, as Reuters reported, a team of former U.S. government intelligence operatives working for the United Arab Emirates hacked into the iPhones of activist diplomats and rival foreign leaders with the help of a sophisticated spying tool called Karma. In a campaign that shows how potent cyber weapons are proliferating beyond the world's superpowers and into the hands of smaller nations, Tim Cook's high and mighty Twitter plea for privacy protection is a complete joke.
And as we showed this year, we won't give a platform to violent conspiracy theorists on the App Store.
However, Apple is facing lawsuits from concerned citizens, as Apple Insider reported. According to court documents, Larry Williams II said an intrusion occurred as he was taking sworn testimony during a client deposition. It is presumed that Williams received a call as he conducted a deposition via FaceTime. But it appears that as the Department of Justice and Capitol Hill deliver swift penalties to China's invasion of privacy.
First, I am announcing that a grand jury in Seattle has returned an indictment that alleges 10 federal crimes by two affiliates of telecommunications corporation Huawei Technologies. According to the indictment, in 2012, Huawei began a concerted effort to steal information about a robot that T-Mobile used to test mobile phones. In an effort to build their own robot, Huawei's engineers allegedly violated confidentiality and non-disclosure agreements with T-Mobile by secretly taking photos of the robot, measuring it, and even stealing it.
Silicon Valley continues to violate not only our First Amendment rights, but our basic right to privacy with little repercussions other than David versus Goliath level lawsuits. Furthermore, this shows that totalitarianism isn't thousands of miles away in Asia.
We'll be back with more from the live press conference.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
News today.
Certainly for some, Alex Jones can be scary and abrasive. But if you can get through all that to explore what he has been saying, to see for yourself what it is that the establishment wants to hide from you, then the information you find could be life-changing. He predicted 9/11.
And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need. This Orwellian phony system.
He exposed the cremation of care ceremony at Bohemian Grove.
Babylon mystery religion ceremony.
He educated us about the relationship between the Third Reich and modern globalism.
Prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
He helped reveal the so-called Bilderberg Group at all.
And most of you are a bunch of stinking parasites!
He was the loudest voice reporting on the union between the communist Chinese and Silicon Valley. They falsely edit him. They lie about his reporting of Sandy Hook. They lie that he pushed a child down in a viral video. And now he is being deplatformed by Facebook, Apple, and Google. Private companies are being harassed and encouraged to stop doing business with him.
And then we get hit and say, you no longer use our software.
YouTubers are being censored for talking about him.
We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Really?
Yep.
And some Americans are actually celebrating this. This is America in 2018. Will you sit by and allow liberty and freedom to be taken away right before your eyes? Will you do nothing while history is being recorded? Will you sit and do nothing? Or will you do your own research, discover the truth, and stand for freedom?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, we're live.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
And Robert Barnes. We're live. Roger just ended the press conference. It was some type of melee. They had to leave. The feed got cut. Drudgereport.com's linked to it. They're now in their hotel room in the same building. It's a Marriott. We're not talking to him, but it's a live feed. Let's go to Roger Stone right now and hear what he's saying. Roger.
pointed out how Alex Jones and I stood there in a House Judiciary Committee hearing and heard the head of Google perjure himself again and again and again.
So, Roger, I want you to just reiterate right now what you think the president should do about the Democrat ties to Russia, the Democrat ties to the Mueller probe, and how urgent this situation is. If he doesn't act soon, they're going to come for him.
There's no question about that. I was asked that question. This is indeed a speeding bullet heading for the president's head. He must declassify the FISA warrants. They lead right to Barack Hussein Obama himself. Peter Strzok gave us the hint in his text messages. Obama wants to know everything. It is inconceivable that Susan Rice and David Rhodes and John Brennan and James Clapper and all these people and Eric Holder acted without the approval or direction of the President of the United States. Not believable. So he needs to declassify that information and look into whether there were other FISA warrants, a question that's never been answered. Number two, appoint a special counsel to investigate Uranium One, the largest treasonous crime in American history. Absolute treason to sell out 20% of our enriched uranium to the Soviets, who are trying to corner the market on uranium, among other minerals. And then lastly, he needs a special counsel to look into the abuses of the FBI. Why were FBI assets sent in to compromise George Papadopoulos, Carter Page, Roger Stone, and Michael Caputo? I think those things would get him off of defense and on to offense. When will Hillary Clinton's house in Chappaqua be raided by 29 armed FBI agents wearing flak jackets and night goggles? When will 17 vehicles, including two paddy wagons pull up that are armored, pull up in front of her house? When will it be a helicopter surrounding the ex-presidential compound in Chappaqua? We have no equal protection of the law in this country today.
Roger, would you like to make a statement on the treatment that you've received and your family has received in lieu of this persecution that you've received?
Well, it's very scary. Last night, my wife had almost a meltdown because she's at home alone with the dogs. And people continue to visit the house, throw things at the house, throw eggs at the house, ring the doorbell, stand outside the house honking the horn, screaming, "Traitor, traitor, your husband's going to prison, you're going to prison, you're finished, you're going to jail." And we don't know that some of these people are not violent. When we call the Fort Lauderdale police, they decline to respond. It's very disconcerting. She is going to join me here in Washington because she no longer feels safe at home. The death threats against my daughter, the death threats against my son, death threats against my grandchildren. Yes, death threats against my dogs. These people are unhinged lunatics. I can't understate the violence and the hate that Owen and I experienced out in front of the courthouse and will probably experience again tomorrow morning. The pushing, the shoving, the yelling, the spitting. The people pounding on my car, starting to rock the car. I felt like Vice President Richard Nixon in Caracas.
Let me say this right now. This is why I'm so thankful to the listeners. They called to thank me. I'm thankful that they funded us to build a multimedia platform. We've got reporters in D.C., reporters all over. We're covering live press conferences. We're covering live response after. We're affecting change worldwide because of you. So, listeners, thank you all. This is really amazing what you've done. And you hear what Roger's up against, StoneDefenseFund.com. Please support him. Remember that InfoWars has 100 employees and all these globalist attacks as well. We need your support. You've been supporting us. But understand, it's not just part of the victory. You're spreading the word. You're praying for us. And you're financially supporting us is key. It's essential. It's absolute like oxygen. We have to have it. And we've got great products you already need, like Turbo Force, our Brain Force, our Supermel Vitality, our Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's all there. We're going to go to break and come back with Robert Barnes, who was so great on air. I asked him to stand on the day. He's leaving in a few hours. We'll come back to constitutional lawyer for his view on this in a moment. But let's go back to Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone, who've been run into their hotel room by Antifa people and are now continuing their press conference that Drudge has been gracious enough to link to, understanding that Roger's been denied two press conferences. Finally, he's getting this one.
InfoWars. The first direct interview I gave after my arraignment, InfoWars. The first interview I'm going to give tomorrow after my court date, InfoWars. And I'll tell you why. Because I know when I call Alex Jones, I won't be gagged. I won't be censored. I won't be limited. That he'll let me speak and tell you the whole truth. There's no other media outlet like that in America. Everything else, any place else I might go will edit you or cut you off or stop you. Even the other night on Laura Ingraham, I could have used an additional 3 minutes. I just didn't have enough time to tell people what was happening. So the survival of InfoWars is crucial. And building a legal team with great lawyers who are tough and ready to fight is the other part of this. So StoneDefenseFund.com, InfoWars.com, go to the store, buy a T-shirt, buy a book, buy a nutraceutical, or just send us a contribution. Be as generous as you can. InfoWars and Roger Stone, we need each other at this point. And I'm very
grateful.
That's
right. We're going to go to break and come back with these guys. But, folks, people say, where are the champions fighting the globalists? When you fight them, they come after you. That's why we're under attack. So we'll be right back with Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, amazing brain. Well, the stuff he's saying off air is powerful. I don't know if he'll say it on air. But there is a lot of manipulations, a lot of machinations going on. Now stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's T-H-E bestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
This just in. Jury award Senator Rand Paul $580,000 to be paid by a leftist neighbor who assaulted him. Paul probably spent that much money going after this guy. I'd rather not get six broken ribs and a punctured lung than $580,000. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, patriot, representing some of the Covington kids that have been lied about and demonized. You've been here watching this live press conference, what Roger Stone, everybody's covering, all the weirdness going on. You know a lot of the players involved. You know Cassandra Fairbanks, reporter, is being demonized. What do you think's really going on?
So I think there's a collective effort by Mueller's team to silence and shut Roger up. And I think the way in which it will be approached is they'll try to use someone like Jerome Corsi with Mr. Klayman, try to claim that Mr. Stone is somehow interfering or trying to obstruct or coordinate or coerce his testimony in a particular manner, which would not be accurate, just based to try to gag Roger Stone and to try to set up any ancillary charges, because the behavior of Mr. Klayman and the behavior of Mr. Corsi have been highly peculiar. Because while they claim to have sued Mr. Mueller and claim to be exposing Mr. Mueller, yesterday they're out there threatening Cassandra Fairbanks that they're going to sic Mueller on her. So there's some clear inconsistency, some clear contradiction in their behavior. They appear to be acting at the behest and at the behalf of Mr. Mueller, not meaningfully challenging him, not meaningfully contesting him, not on the opposite side of him, but in his bed.
So what does Roger do? Corsi doesn't matter now anyways. Just leave Corsi alone.
Exactly. He has to continue to defend himself publicly and have his lawyers and other advocates defend himself publicly, but make sure that nothing he says can be misinterpreted or misconstrued. I've litigated this in other contexts. I had a case where the government informant was the CFO of a company and who was falsifying testimony against my client. So I sued the individual to expose him. The Department of Justice threatened me, threatened my law firm, threatened other people, said that's my client's constitutional rights, and they backed down. So he has to assert his constitutional rights, but be intelligent about how he goes about it.
What would you call this period, not just America, but the world's in right now?
It's really a time period where either we're going to be democratically run or we're going to be deep state run. It's one or the other. That's the nature of it.
Choose your D.
Exactly. We either ordinary people are going to get to run their own government, determine their own society, create their own justice, or we're going to be subject to a small elite group that runs the whole show.
So it's a global corporate takeover.
Absolutely.
And are the people going to put up with it?
Correct. Is our government going to become the Chinese government? Are we going to mimic Chinese society, where we have a small group of people who run everything, control how we think, control the media, control operations, control the economy, control society? Or are we going to be what our ancestors set up, what my great-great-great-grandfather who settled Rhode Island helped set up, which was a democratic vision, a democratic dream, where ordinary people could control and govern their own lives, their own thoughts, their own economy?
Isn't that Western Europe? Because it is true, like 1,000 years ago, we were cave dwellers. Isn't our big innovation that we actually wanted to have local rule?
Absolutely. It was the rule that is the closest to the person, is the rule that is the most democratic in origin, and ultimately is the most humanitarian in respect. It's very hard to hate somebody when you're governed at the local level. Hatred and divisiveness come about when we have power concentrated in an elite group that needs people fighting each other so the elite group can maintain and control its monopoly.
You decentralize it makes it about the people.
Exactly. It makes it humanitarian. It makes it individual. It makes it about celebrating the best aspects of the human existence.
If this was a football game, a Super Bowl championship, where's Team Humanity versus the globalists in their post-human future?
really, Team Humanity's in the fourth quarter facing someone that's that has first and goal against them. I mean, that's the reality. The reality is we're on the very back. You know, we've had successes to the degree to where we can actually win the situation, win the game, win the
society. But only because our spirit senses we're about to be destroyed.
Precisely. Only because our backs are up against it. And that's the reason why they have the opportunity to close it down forever. If people like Mueller can be the de facto Attorney General of the United States, then our elected president doesn't even matter.
Look at Whitaker, like, shaking, calling him the director. It's like where these men just literally kiss, they grovel to each other.
Correct.
Like they're not men.
They're part of the sort of blacklisted culture that is so used to being extorted, so used to being blackmailed, they don't know what their independence is. When I was a little kid, I always idolized Medgar Evers because he was, you know, the person who actually shot him grew up in my hometown. I knew him. And so I was
fascinated. Tell us who Medgar Evers was.
Absolutely. Medgar Evers was one of the greatest civil rights leaders in American history. He was a man who had death threats against him all over the place. And what he said was, he said that. Asked him, he said, why aren't you afraid to die? He said, well, most men die 1,000 deaths every day. I'm only going to die once. And as a little kid, I thought that was one of the most extraordinary, amazing things. I wanted to be like Medgar Evers. Unfortunately, a lot of the people that have political power...
They had more time on him than what ended up happening to him.
Oh, exactly. What happened is he was shot in his front lawn, waiting to go into his house to meet his wife. But he was right. He did only die once. His iconic history inspired millions of people across the country to change the world. And that's the reason...
That's why the globalists are smart. They're not going to kill me until they destroyed my name and made me something else. Then when they're complete, then I'll be killed.
Exactly, because the goal is to control the audience. They want the audience to not hear you, the audience to not listen to you, the audience to be afraid to tune in, the audience to be afraid to support, the audience to be afraid to participate, the audience to be part of this community, part of this family, part of this extended group of people, challenging conventional wisdom, challenging the establishment press, challenging this corporate agenda that wishes to control every aspect of their human existence.
They don't want us giving each other aid and comfort.
Absolutely, because that's the key to resistance. Effective resistance is a group of people together, taking collective action, and inspired by that, supporting one another, supporting our ability to be out there, to communicate, to express, to articulate, to challenge, to question. Those are the things that scare them. Those are the things that terrify them, because those are the things upon which revolts and revolutions are built.
Why doesn't the establishment just join with the will of humanity? Because there's an evil driving force that wants to destroy ourselves. There's like a kill switch built into us that we have to override.
It's very much a sociopathic, psychopathic mentality that the people in positions of privilege and power occupy. And I remember being taught years ago by a young professor. I was like, you know, I wanted to actually be a prosecutor coming out of law school because my only ethical duty was to do justice. And I couldn't even get an interview. And I was like, how is this? I finished at the top of my class. I'm doing much better than all these other people have done. And he said, they don't really want reflective people. They don't want people who are independent of thought. They don't want people who really have a conscience. Because in order for the system to perpetrate itself.
They want robots.
Exactly. That's what they need. And that's why independent, authoritative voices like InfoWars terrify them so much, and they need to censor and shame and terrify the audience into not supporting, not being part of it, not being connected to it, because that's the only way they can
suppress. They want to associate with losing when, no, this is association with winning.
Precisely. The whole goal and the objective is to make the opposite of what is true true so that people don't recognize and realize the success that they have.
Exactly. We get Trump elected, our listeners. Make it dirty. Make it bad. Don't let us be rewarded for our victories. Let us feel like we're failures in our victories.
Exactly. Make them feel guilty and bad and shamed by being even associated or part of it. It's part of an ongoing mind control effort to trick people into not being part of something that's actually working and succeeding.
But now they're really pissed because they have cut off so many avenues to reach new people, but our core audience even gets it more, and it's enraging them.
Exactly. It's like that. It's having that fortress mentality of people who are willing to fight to the barricades, to the very end, that level of mindset is effective resistance, because that is what stops the mind control efforts of the establishment press from being able to shape people's minds and dictate their outcome.
And so with all the guesses, what they really fear, I'm not just saying it's true, InfoWars is like Omega Man. We have the cure. We have it. We have the Renaissance. We have the Americana. We have it. And we want to share it. And we just want to fix it for everybody. We don't want to run your life like the globalists. We don't want to screw little kids. We're not devil worshippers. We want the power that we can swagger in and kill some baby. We want to see you and your ancestors and your progeny on the stars. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of 5-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Constitutional lawyer. You've been a guy that's battled the KKK, represented a lot of African Americans. He's done a lot of different stuff over the years. and then you pull back and you look at what's currently happening, and you were saying earlier that the globalists are on the verge of winning, and that's why we see this big resistance, that's kind of depressing. I mean, what would you quantify that about who the players are from your own historical research, the different power structures, what's happening on the world today?
So you have someone like Robert Mueller, who's been the deep state fix-it man for the better part of two decades, involved in a wide range of questionable cases, BCCI, HSBC, Noriega, covering up the CIA's role in all of those, continuously involved in various cases like the Asimov case, the 9/11 conspiracy, covering up whistleblowers.
Well, we should take time on the Asimov case in a minute, but go ahead.
Exactly. We have 9/11, where he not only helps get the Saudis and the Bin Laden family out of the country while they should have been under investigation, but he also covers up that FBI whistleblowers and field agents.
How did he become the cover-up guy?
It's sort of his master. He learned that and showed his skill at it in the Whitey Bulger case in Boston. So he goes from the Northern District of California over to Boston, becomes chief of the criminal division, while one of their key informants is Whitey Bulger. And he's the one who helps cover up Whitey Bulger's involvement in another bank robbery and a murder.
Him actually as Irish deep state muscle for the white shoe boys to take out Italian mob.
Exactly.
When that war kind of started with the FBI and the Italians, because before the FBI had been under Italian control, so they were kind of pissed about it, so they were wanting to wipe them out. So he was an early capo in a war who made his bones.
Absolutely. The way Mueller sees Hoover as an icon, as a hero, as someone to idolize, as someone to be a part of, as someone to support, as someone to imitate, as someone to mirror, as someone to reflect. And so he takes that same ideology, just combine it with a patrician background. Take his family comes from when New York was New Amsterdam. That's how old money Mueller is. So you combine that with the Princeton dining clubs and the elite history, and you combine that too with the Hoover ideology and the Hoover mindset, you have one of the most dangerous people at key positions in the Justice Department.
You got a Silver's Spoon white knight is really a black knight who's God's gift to the planet.
Exactly. You have Hoover, but with a fancier pedigree and a nicer resume and a better outfit. And that is a more...
Now, you got Hoover, but not in a dress.
Exactly. That's correct. So
Hoover's reborn as a Marine.
Precisely. And he's got the clean-cut imagery. He's got the Princeton Ivy League pedigree. He's got the family history and ancestry. He's the guy that everybody is scared of.
Well, let's just say it. He's not the cum dump that Hoover is. So getting serious here, though, moving forward, this is his cover-up job, and I interrupt you in the middle of you breaking all that down. So let's get into his cover-up history. He does a great job with the war against the Italian mafia, not to get rid of the Italian mob, but to replace it. Right. They got a little uppity with the white shoe boys, and then he just leads into the current.
Precisely. So, when he's with Bush, he helped cover up. He convinced the federal judge to not allow Noriega to talk about how he was really on the CIA payroll. He gets the BCCI, which was the bank of choice. Clark Clifford, the former Kennedy attorney general, was involved with BCCI. They were the favorite bank of drug dealers, terrorists, money launderers, some of the worst criminals, rogue states in the world.
It's a CIA bank.
Exactly. But that never comes out because of Bob Mueller. And you don't have to take my word for it. You can go and look up William Safire at the New York Times, who was reporting about Bob Mueller interrupting and interfering with the New York prosecutor's attempt to document what BCCI was up to. So these things are out there in the open. They're in court filings. They're in public filings. They're in the evening.
So he's the dirtiest of the dirty. And then now they bring him in.
Exactly. He is an expert. He is the deep state fix-it man. He's the guy who makes sure the CIA is never implicated. Powerful political people are never implicated. The connected parties are never implicated. That they find a couple of sin goats and scapegoats to sort of offer to the public, and they make sure all the important people walk away clean and free. And he's done it repeatedly, and he's done it for more than 30 years. And his involvement in U.S. Attorney's Office and is at the FBI. Includes Fast and Furious, includes the IRS Tea Party, includes HSBC, which replaced and was the successor to BCCI and its money laundering and drug running activities and its gang criminal support. HSBC was known as the bank of choice for the Mexican drug cartels. Yet somehow the CIA's role, deep institutional role, deep state role, all covered up, all hidden by the same.
You know a lot about Chicago as the main drug route. El Chapo worked for the CIA. I know the guys used to run the flights for him that we've had on the show. How do they even have a trial for El Chapo when he's been CIA for 25 years?
Exactly. It's a very interesting choice. Because you look at that, you know, Netflix and they're doing Narcos Mexico, they hint at it. They hint at the fact that the CIA was involved in Mexican drug running and gun running. They hint at their role in the attacking the DEA agent, but they never go to the full details of it and the scope of it. And what, very interesting, El Chapo made an interesting choice. He chose to put on no defense. Whatever the story is, he's doing something behind the scenes to sort of keep secret and keep quiet the complicity involved.
They're holding his kids hostage.
Correct. He's got two little kids, two that have been inside the courtroom. The judge threatened if he even communicated with his wife or his kids. The judge threatened the lawyers if they allowed such communication to take place. So it gives you, once people are introduced to the American criminal justice system, they're often shocked and horrified by the way in which it operates.
And we're not lionizing El Chapo, but let's be honest. He was an angel cake running all of Mexico before Obama decided to end all that and destabilize it and cause 200,000 dead. I mean, he wasn't, back then, you didn't kill women or kids under El Chapo. So they've pulled El Chapo out to put in the next generation of Aleister Crowley, Grim Reaper worshippers.
Absolutely. I mean, basically what they've done is, when you look at the drug distribution networks under El Chapo, they mostly minimized collateral violence because that was the way to maintain their limited political harassment in Mexico. So as soon as you take him out, all of a sudden you get heads on stakes like you got in Cancun. You get bodies being hung off of bridges. You get live video executions that started taking place, popularized in various films. So the taking out El Chapo had the net effect of destabilizing the drug distribution and allowing the most violent, sick, vile sources of gang activity in the world.
So why was Chapo removed?
I think that's an open question that a lot of people are struck by, because everybody knew that the effect of removing El Chapo would be to increase the power of MS-13, the Central American gangs that have no
control. Who made the deal with the Democrats? That's why they aren't they now the arm of them?
They very much are. I mean, they're the ones running guns. They're the ones running drugs. They're the ones.
Think about how huge that is. The Democrats literally run MS-13 other groups now.
The net effect of it is that basically they're given free reign. I mean,
and that's why Obama started taking him out, was because he's the old school that doesn't kill women and children. They want the new literal translation worship of the angel of death. They want that group in control because they'll do everything.
Effectively, what happens is human smuggling takes off. So once El Chapo's political power is removed, the net effect of the...
Right, there wasn't kidnapping when he was in charge.
Correct, because it interfered with his drug distribution business. So they put different people in charge, and the net effect of their prosecutorial policy decisions they knew would have those consequences, dating back to when they did the same thing to cutting off Colombian traffic through Miami and the Caribbean, shifted it to create the Mexican drug cartels in the first place. So everybody at the top level knows that the net effect of our policy choices is to create...
Exactly. So what is the end game then?
That's an open question. I mean, and what people are speculating and what various people see is, what they see is, if they intend the consequence, if they know the consequence, well, what's the consequence? Worse human trafficking than we've seen in a long time. Some of the most vile violence than we've seen in a long time. And the elevation of some of the most dangerous, precarious gangs in the world to where they're running caravans. I mean, you've got these gangs protecting, creating...
It's the worst groups allied with the UN. El Chapo wouldn't do it to break the U.S., to break Latin America, to break Mexico. It's a literal globalist-run drug cartel ready to break North America.
Well, the old sort of notion of Foucault and other people was that, you know, why would we create a permanent criminal class? Because it makes people feel more and more comfortable with the police. So you destabilize Europe. What's the net effect? Within a year or two, you have them publicly admitting things that you'd been talking about for 10 years, which is, well, really, maybe we need an EU army to deal with all of these immigration and migration issues.
But then there are going to be people that help run it all.
Exactly.
So
it helps create the premise and the presumption for their new power grab.
God. It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. El Chapo's removed because he wasn't evil enough and just wanted stability. No, we're using drugs as a weapon to break down everything. This is what the globalists are doing. We'll be right back. Stay with us with Robert Barnes.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
So let's ask you, constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, his take on what he thinks is most evil in the world. He brought up the governor of Virginia talking about keeping babies alive after they're born to harvest their organs. That's the real reason they're doing it. And just how dehumanizing this has gotten. But you see, those of us that have a conscience, psychopaths and sociopaths, they think they're the ruling elite because they don't have one. And they're expert on playing on our emotions that they don't have. So your take on this whole situation with New York legalizing post-birth abortion, and then now Virginia moving for it and defending it.
And what they're really legalizing is infanticide. What's fascinating is, you know, several years ago, I mean, you'd been talking about this for an extended time period. You had the various undercover reporters go in and document that Planned Parenthood was doing this with various organizations and associations in California. The news story that came out tried to filter and frame and reinterpret and reconstruct what they said by saying, oh, these were selectively edited like they claim about James Keefe. They said that these videos were not accurate, were not honest, were not correct. And it turns out they were. In fact, it went up to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals earlier just this month, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said that what these people had videotaped was actually accurate. It wasn't selectively edited. It was that what was really happening, where they were harvesting organs and various stem cells and other aspects of a baby's physical body for the purposes of personal political profit. In fact, not only that, the Orange County District Attorney brought charges against several of these organizations, forced them to leave the state, disclosed that they had made over $8 million or close to it. And yet those stories were completely suppressed, that unless you were following it in detail, the establishment press never reported it. Instead, in fact, the state of California, me and some other lawyers fought it. But the state of California tried to criminalize what was videotaped. They tried to make it a crime to do undercover reporting of that type if it didn't have certain levels of certain kinds of pre-approved approval from certain select political sources. Then you could go to prison for doing what those guys did when they undocumented this whole scandal and put it in video format. And then here you have now the state of New York and the state of Virginia openly celebrating it, openly welcoming it, openly trying to make it state law to basically treat a human being like nothing more than a piece of cattle.
So the real headline is Democrat Governor Ralph Northam is advocating the legalization of babies having their organs harvested. That's really what he's doing. That's really what he's saying. That's really what he's pushing.
It's the ultimate form of dehumanization. If you can dehumanize a little baby, then you can dehumanize anybody, any place, anywhere, anytime. So it's part of this broader campaign that's meant to undermine the humanity and the humanitarian experience and the universality of humanitarianism. I remember when I met one of the top-ranking people in the Planned Parenthood when I was a kid at Yale. We did a group. In fact, I did it with Justice Breyer's daughter. We were doing a debate series. He was there. He was discussing it. We did a dinner later. And he just presumed that I would agree with him when I didn't. But he's sitting there talking to me, and he's saying, well, Bob, if you really look at these things, you should look at where the population is expanding and where we need to control it. And I was like, so this is basically...
That was code for minorities.
Absolutely. He was saying we need to have repress the African population, the Latin population, the Asian population, that he made it clear that this was just the sterilization campaigns of the 19-teens and 1920s, which people forget was the true inspiration to the Nazis. The Nazis constantly gave credit to the
Margaret Sanger and the Rockefellers.
Absolutely, to that entire movement.
Well, it's so refreshing to talk to you because you know your history. Most lawyers I talk to, they're really good at law, but I tell them stuff about history, they look at me like I'm a Chinese jet pilot.
Right.
And it's like the left are literally Nazi eugenicist crazy people. They're selling babies' organs. And I tell the women, you can get $300,000 for your baby for organ harvesting or adopted. They're like, I'm a woman, I'm killing it. I'm like, fine, keep the money at least from your dead kid. You grew it. You know, it's just so sick.
And Northam really disclosed that. It was fascinating to watch it with that sort of silky southern accent. He hides the nefarious nature of what he's saying. Because he's like, well, especially, you know, people that have certain disabilities and certain problems.
He said, they might have it. We're going to take care of it.
Exactly.
The baby's going to be comfortable while we get the goodies.
Exactly. We'll wrap them up in a nice tight little row, and then we'll strangle them. I mean, it's a sick, sick.
And he tells the women, he goes, who look upset, he goes, we don't tell women what to do now.
Exactly.
You're like,
this is deeply disturbing. You're seeing the insights of a psychopath.
It's the most
psychopathic, sociopathic mind.
It's the most vampiric crap I've ever seen.
Absolutely. And he's putting it right there for everybody, and he's the governor of one of the biggest states in our union.
I remember when I learned that they were heating hospitals 6-7 years ago in the UK and Europe with baby bodies. And I knew, I said, wait, that's just a cover to say we're burning babies for energy. And then sure enough, they were selling the organs. And so they've got blood tested. They know what's going on. A woman's coming in. They've got blood tests. They can tell the baby's blood test. So they've got some rich person who's got a kid in a car wreck at age three. They're going to get $500,000 so they go to these computers, but in bounties. So they're going to $500,000, $1 million just for that liver for some rich guy that doesn't even know. And so your kid is sick. They're in there. Oh, we're sorry. Little angel didn't do too good, but you signed the organ card. And so, and then the guys get that money. I mean, this is such a scandal, but instead it turns into women's reproductive rights. And he's like, ladies, don't stand up for those babies. It's a woman's right. The women go, I guess you're right. He's like, yes, you are, my dear. You keep your mouth shut, women, for women's rights.
Exactly. It's one of the sort of sickest, most disturbing ways to do it. Once you can dehumanize a baby, you can dehumanize anybody, any place, anywhere, anytime. It's the ultimate extension, the ultimate expansion of a mindset where people in elite positions of privilege and power don't see human beings.
It's the final frontier. And so what you do is you go after his donors that are genetic tech, biotech, body parts. You show it because... Again, think how evil he is. He's got his own legislator introducing an abortion up till after birth. What does he do? He just goes, he doesn't debate they're killing babies during the birth. He goes, we keep it alive. We make it comfortable while we take out the nice, juicy organ parts. And he just, it's like, we don't get in the way of women, do we? And the women go, I guess we don't. He's like, now you got a seat at the table. You can grow us. We don't grow cotton or tobacco now. You women grow them babies for us. The women are like, yes, we do. He's like, and you ain't going to get none of the money either. And she's like, yes, sir. I understand you're good. Now you know.
Exactly. And it's what's frightening is it's an extension of the mindset of slavery that dehumanized individuals.
Oh, this is the ultimate slavery.
Exactly.
You got the fine southern gentleman. We going to grow that baby up big and juicy. And nobody stand in a feminist way. And she's like, I guess you're right.
And to disguise this kind of horrific dehumanizing in the name of motherhood. To call it, oh, we're going to
take mommies, give us them babies.
Precisely. It's a degree of darkness. And I think what shocked him was he probably didn't expect this public reaction.
Well, he didn't. He thought he was so slick, like,
yeah.
We're not just killing them when they're coming out the birth canal. We make them real comfortable.
And then he uses, it was amazing the language he uses. He gets away from all death language. He says, oh, we'll just make them comfortable, and then a decision will be made.
A decision.
Not we're going to kill him. We're going
to
whack
him. I don't want the governor to be hurt, but imagine him tied up. I got a big old knife. Oh, we got a decision coming.
Exactly.
We going to decide. You don't. You know.
Precisely. And it's a rebirth. Like, people forget the whole vaccination issue. My populism professor at Yale, what he studied was the anti-vaccination movement in Portland in 1920. Because, in fact, it was a populist movement because under the guise of vaccination, they were doing illicit sterilizations. They were targeting poor kids and poor families, mostly white families, but also poor African-American families across the board.
That's why I love you, because you know history. It's all on record. The eugenics boards that Hitler came out of the U.S.
And exactly. They bragged about it. There wasn't a Nazi who said that they didn't get their ideas.
At the Nuremberg trial, they said, we're following your damn orders.
Exactly. Just following it and implementing it to its logical conclusion.
They're
That's
like,
all it was.
They thought the U.S. would go along.
Exactly. Well, and to some degree, you know, the U.S. goes and employs a bunch of these Nazi scientists.
36,000 of them.
Exactly. So to some degree, we did, sadly.
Well, this governor clearly is on the payroll of this, and I think he's jumped the Medegalodon.
Yeah, I think he's clearly so accustomed to his bubble universe that he thought talking about this in talk radio would be so normal and so natural.
We gonna make that baby real, like a vampire. We gonna drink your baby's blood, but we gonna give him a shot of heroin, and I sink my thing in and suck that blood out. He gonna think mommy giving him a kiss. Let me talk to you like that real sweet now. Give me that baby organ, because I need that money. Next hour, coming up with Paul Watson, but not before we finish up with Robert Barnes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.